We roll on the Biloxi Checkers pregame show, getting set for the start of 12 games in 12 days for the Biloxi Checkers. And to open the second half, they take on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Welcome inside today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by a guy who's been a leader of this team the last month plus. It's Brock Wilken. Brock, thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
You've been having a terrific month of June. Big-time home run to get the game started on Sunday. What's it been like rolling with a hot month of June right into the second half?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. June's my month. You know, I love hitting in June. It's actually the last four summers I've had a homer on my birthday, except this year it was June 18th instead of the 17th. So, you know, it's just fun. It's summer. It's starting to heat up. Ball starts to fly a little better. So, you know, once you start getting your groove, you start to find it, and you're like, all right, here we go.
And talking about that groove, you've now been in Double A. You came up for the last week last year, but this year you're through a full half season playing at the Double A level, which is the highest level you've played in your pro career so far. How much does that factor into just being a little more comfortable up there at the plate?
Yeah, no doubt. You start to get the ebbs and flows of the game. Start to get the ebbs and flows of the umpire. And, you know, just your own team. You know, being around them, being more comfortable with your guys, and it's much easier to just go out there and just to play the game. You know, it's a really fun game. It's also a really hard game. So being able to have some of the guys in here that you can rely on and your support staff with that, you know, it's huge.
Yeah, what's it been like at the clubhouse right now? Because we talked to Nick Merkel about it on Sunday, and it seems like quite the place to be right now.
Yeah, the Checkers clubhouse is awesome. You know, vibes are high. We love just coming here. You know, it's fun. We like playing with each other. Everyone likes each other. So it's a good group of guys, and, you know, you get us rolling at the right time. Chucks might be hot.
Well, and it is a long season, 138 games. We're only at the midway point at the moment, still out of baseball left. How important is that to build that clubhouse chemistry?
Yeah, it's super important. You know, if you don't have that, it can kind of get a little scary. But I think that's what's made this team, you know, truly remarkable, is we had that 11-12 game skid, and the vibes were still good. You know, no one was down or blaming one another, or you know, just the clubhouse squirrels that you can have during a 12-game skid. So for us, it's just to stay strong and stay steady during that time. It's kind of propelled us to where we are right now.
How about the lineup card exchange on Sunday? You walked up there and you were handing over the lineup card to one of your best friends in Camden, Manassas.
Yeah, that was a top five baseball moment of my career, for sure. You know, that is my guy through and through. The amount of stuff that we've been together, good, bad, otherwise, you know, I wouldn't have had anyone else be in my corner. If it wasn't for my brothers, he'd be my best man for sure.
How special was it to not only have that on Sunday, but he gets called up, comes into the game, and the first guy he faces at Double A is you?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to still figure out who wrote the script, you know? that's the best way we could describe it. It was awesome. We knew we were going to face each other at one point or another during the week, so it's like, all right, why not now? You know, first day, first batter. Couldn't have happened any other way. Couldn't have happened any better. So I still win every at-bat I have against him. So I'll hold that one over him for a while.
What was that conversation like when he either called you or texted you and say, hey, man, I'm going to be in the other dugout this week?
So we talk four times a week probably on the phone. And he called me the night before, and they had their best pitching prospect going the next day. And he's like, yo, tell me what you think of him. Like, he's going to be really good. And, you know, we're pretty tight, and you're going to give me your honest opinion of what you think. And I was like, all right, cool. I will. So we play that game, and I get back in the hotel room, and I was literally about to call him, and he calls me, and he goes, I'll see you tomorrow. And I was like, no way. We freaked out. He was crying. So it was a really cool moment to share with him, because he was the first one that he told outside of his teammates. So that was a special moment that we could share together.
Speaking of special moments, a year ago this year, today, you were playing in Omaha in the Men's College World Series with Wake Forest. Just wrapped up last night. Tennessee took home the title. But how special of a moment was that to be able to play in Omaha?
Yeah, Omaha, man, it's Omaha. You know, there's nothing like it. I think that's the closest thing you'll get to besides the big leagues. We're playing in the Big League World Series. You know, I'm walking down the street and playing clothes, going to dinner with my family, and 20 people asking for pictures and autographs. So it was a really cool moment, and to share that with the group of guys that we had one last time at Wake, I think made it that much more surreal. And, you know, it didn't end the way we wanted it to, but, I mean, you look back at that last game we played, it was probably the best series of any College World Series you could have asked for. You know, the two best teams going at it all year. Congrats to Tennessee this year, you know, breaking that curse. I wanted them to win just to break our curse a little bit. So hats off to them. And they were an incredible ball club this year and last year. So Omaha's Omaha, man. It's awesome.
Well, and now you fast forward to your year. You're in AA. Shane Smith, who was your teammate, is in AA. Bob Seymour's in AA. Multiple different guys. Cam DeManassi's even in AA. All of these guys that you played with just a year ago already being at the AA level, does it speak volumes just how good you guys were a year ago?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, not even to mention some of the guys like Rhett Lauder who aren't on our team. Rhett Lauder, Teddy McGraw, Seth Keener, guys in high A and AA producing already. So, you know, those guys that I think that's just a true testament to how good the coaches at Wake Forest are at developing their guys. You know, it's probably the best developmental staff in the country. And, you know, that just goes to show with the amount of wins and the amount of draft picks that we've had the last couple of years.
Well, and we go to Chattanooga in just a couple of weeks. Rhett Lauder's on the Lookouts roster. You ready to go to face him?
I'm ready to go. You know, it's another special moment I get to share with another teammate of mine. So it'll be fun.
Hey, we appreciate the time. Thanks much, man.
Always. Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers, Blue Wahoos coming up next.